Says the three residents at Aja Action are on water leakages. Chawama Secondary School gets a new double-story classroom block via CDF. In Africa News, Shepherd Bushiri denies fraudulently obtaining a residence permit in South Africa. Present the news. My name is Blessed Chua. Residents of Motumbi Phase 3 in Lusaka have called on Lusaka Water and Sanitation Company to urgently address persistent water leakages in the area to prevent a possible water contamination. Speaking on behalf of residents, Samuel Banda told Common Ready News that numerous water leakages have been reported in the community, stressing the need for immediate intervention by the water utility company. Mr. Banda says the ongoing rainy season has heightened concern among residents who fear that untreated leakages could lead to outbreaks of waterborne diseases. He has emphasized that timely repairs would help us safeguard public health and ensure a reliable and safe water supply for the community.
Without water, so this improvement yamanzi, it's a very good development. However, chita kwa api kwa Lusaka Water, kuli kumalike jezi ya pakisa maningelo in time ya mvulai. In time ya mvulai, rain season, mantende hapa kama water bond disease monga makore ilaya. So, chi pepa kuluwa Lusaka Water and the sewerage. Aya malike jezi wafunu kwa shita respond kwa kitina shita kwa report malike jezi ya paka maningi kunya shita contaminate mans but up to now Valusaka Water they are not responding swabu wela kufix na malike jezi so tishita apiu kwa Valusaka Water and sewerage.
Residents of Itala compound in Mukushi district have raised alarm over the growing number of drug abusers in the community, warning that the trend is fueling theft and other criminal activities in the area. Speaking on behalf of the community, Oscar Chisanga expressed a deep concern over the situation, noting that drug abuse has become a serious threat to the safety and well-being of residents. He has since urged community members to work together to report suspected drug dealers and to support rehabilitation efforts for those already affected by substance abuse.
Ainsinchawa na viswa vicha mbacha chiramo muchinshi kukuitala wapu wakuma fiyashi na kuwa kalamu. So tule rumbo kwa wati ainsinchiwa deki mwewe chikumine pera shiri acha mba ni mwemu walo rekesha hapo. Tule rumbo kwa wati ambenu kusambilisha kwa imise pela ibani tukunubale ona ikakumuna mkwafi amba wate pepa fiyapa iponse nga na veka na veka vungo fidia pale pepa tetu mbasosika ili ule tira kini mbiti wa kustefi hao yori mbiti wa kuchena na mba kustashani. So tule rumbo kwa wati tule chilo isha pa wafi amba wafi niko pa marejo hapa umakombo ni hapa mpake kwa chinika tuma vungo fidia kupitra mwini wati.
Chawama Ward 2 in Lusaka has marked a milestone in education with official handover of a newly constructed phase 1 of a double story 1x6 classroom block at Chawama Secondary School. Funded through the Constituency Development Fund at a cost of 3.6 million kwacha, the modern facility is expected to provide a safe and conducive learning environment for teachers and hundreds of learners. The handover ceremony was officiated by Lusaka Deputy Permanent Secretary Alex Mapushi, who represented Lusaka Provincial Minister Shiu Muliata. Mr. Mapushi urged the PPs to see the new infrastructure as a stepping stone to future success. At the same event, Lusaka Mayor Chilando Chitangala expressed appreciation to the government for prioritizing education, highlighting the distribution of the 2026 SKUSA development and boarding school bursaries to support vulnerable students. And Chawama Secondary School head girl Michelle Gong thanked the government for the modern classrooms and appealed for continued support, especially in deploying more science teachers. Zambia has for the first time joined the global community in celebrating Mental Health Nurses Day, recognizing the vital role these nurses play in the country's healthcare system. Minister of Health Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Kennedy Lishimpi, described the milestone as a proud moment, commending mental health nurses for their dedication and aligning the work with President Hage Ndehichilema's vision to enhance healthcare services across Zambia. Dr. Lushimpi said this during the celebration held at the Levi Mwanawasa Teaching Hospital in Lusaka.
The inequality is that there's mental health at the bottom of funding priorities. We should continue to advocate so that we continue to allocate money. And for your own information, the allocation to the health services has increased. This government has increased over the past 4 years significantly funding to the health sector. And for the first time, we are beginning to see the mental health medicine beginning to become available even here at Chinama Health, Chinama Hills College Hospital.
And speaking at the same event, Inspector at the Nursing and Midwifery Council of Zambia, Maureen Chishimba, revealed that the country currently has 705 registered mental health nurses. She emphasized that their work demands not just a clinical expertise, but also compassion, resilience, and strong ethical standards. Ms. Chishimba stressed that regulation alone is not enough, highlighting the need for better working conditions, supervision, and professional growth opportunities, especially in challenging a healthcare environment.
The mandate of the Nursing and Midwifery Council of Zambia is to regulate the nursing and midwifery education, training, practice, and conduct. In line with this mandate, the council recognizes mental health nursing as a specialized area of practice that requires appropriate training, competence, and ongoing professional development. The council therefore places strong emphasis on accreditation and approval of mental health nursing education and training programs.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
Current business rates on Company Radio. My business today. Zambo.